This week, Hillary's all better, and she and her surrogates call on all Americans, all but us deplorables, that is, to stand up and repudiate Donald Trump's divisive rhetoric. How? Through their own divisive rhetoric.
For 5 years, he has led the birther movement to delegitimize our first black president.
Donald Trump is nothing more than a two-bit racial arsonist who for decades has done nothing but fan the flames of bigotry and hatred.
Donald Trump, however, begs to differ.
Hillary Clinton and her campaign of 2008 started the birther controversy. I finished it. I finished it. You know what I mean. President Barack Obama was born in the United States, period.
Reports are, though, that Hillary's surrogate, Sidney Blumenthal, a chief campaign strategist, and others actually started the birther business, and Hillary apologized to Obama for that. So wouldn't that make Hillary the racist? But what's race got to do with this anyway? The birthplace of the president is a constitutional issue. Hillary Clinton is so desperate for the black vote that she insists on creating race issues.
Under the guise of outreach to African Americans, Trump has stood up in front of largely white audiences and described black communities in such insulting and ignorant terms. Poverty, rejection, horrible education, no housing, no homes, no ownership, crime at levels nobody has seen. Right now, he said, you can walk down the street and get shot.
You know, Hillary, isn't Donald Trump speaking to the problems of the minority community in the inner cities? Maybe your recent health issues have prevented you from grasping the reality of inner city crime, like that on the south side of Chicago, where young kids drop out of school because they have no hope of a future, join gangs, get guns, and engage in all-out war. And what have you and Barack Obama, whose policies you promised to continue, done for that community in the last 8 years, where African Americans have a higher unemployment rate than when he started? A predominantly black city that has just experienced its most violent month in nearly 20 years. Where are your law enforcement efforts to stop this carnage? Your economic efforts to improve the quality of life in that community? No. You choose to create division. You look for a target, the police, Donald Trump, a common enemy. And then you promise the world. And you have the gall to actually say, quote, imagine someone who distorts the truth to fit a very narrow view of the world. Imagine a president who sees someone who doesn't look like him, doesn't agree with him, and thinks that person must not be a real American. Close quote. Hillary, that's exactly what you said last week when you called us deplorable because we didn't agree with your vision. We were not America. Now, I know you have double vision and problems with your memory, well documented by the FBI, and that you short circuit frequently, but your hypocrisy is stunning. You're the hater here. You're the one planting the seeds of division. You're the one calling the kettle black. I know you have memory problems from your concussions, the blood clots, the dizziness, the dehydration, whatever, but you're the one who said, we're above all that. You're the one who wanted to be the inspirational candidate, the one who said, we're stronger together. Yet you do nothing but spend all your time savaging Donald Trump. And if I didn't know my history better, I would think he actually started the Civil War, which, by the way, was a fight between Republicans, led by Abraham Lincoln, who were anti-slavery, and the Democrats, who wanted to keep their slaves. But honestly, Hillary, I don't blame you. Almost 70% of the country thinks that we're going in the wrong direction. And you've got nothing but more of the same to offer. What do I mean? A few facts. The economy sucks, but you're richer thanks to your foundation. We now face the greatest danger in the form of ISIS, you know, the one that grew under your watch. And your cure? You're going to get more intelligence. Our allies can't rely on us, some of whom have had to go to Russia to buy arms because under your State Department, they couldn't get them from us, or maybe they didn't make the appropriate contribution to the foundation. Our enemies don't fear us because we give billions to them. You guys want to hate Putin, but you're the one who did the Russian reset. Hillary, you got a one-way arrow pointed backwards that's left on your forehead. But I don't blame you. You're not even remotely up to the job. You don't even know how to save a classified document. Your own State Department lost $6 billion, and you don't have a clue where it is. And even if you did, I wouldn't believe you because you're a liar. And while we're at it, Hillary, tell your surrogates to stop pouncing on the fact that my friend Donald is 15 pounds overweight. At least he admits it.